It's Sunday, September 6th, and the biggest story sitting on our desk isn't in New York or Washington. It's in a Brazilian permitting office. A lithium project just got its approval frozen. Small headline, but it's rattling a much bigger story about who controls the batteries in your next car. Okay, Dev, walk me through the weekend landscape. What's actually moving?
And the chip story keeps compounding. Korea just posted a record run of chip exports, and Taiwan's equipment makers say their order books are full clear through 2028.
2028, that's not a quarter. That's basically forever in tech time.
Right, and it's feeding a bigger theme. Rare earths, supply chain worries, they're keep building steam as everyone scrambles to lock down materials.
And energy?
Tensions near the Strait of Hormuz are back in focus. Tanker traffic getting caught up in it again. That's the kind of thing that nudges oil prices even before anything actually happened.
So chips booming, rare earths tightening, and a shipping choke point making everyone nervous. Busy weekend for a Sunday. Let's get into the lithium story because I don't think most people clock this one yet.
Sigma Lithium's Brazil operation just had a permit halted. We don't have the exact reason spelled out, but the market reaction was immediate. This jumped straight to a story everyone's now watching closely.
Explain why a permit pause in one mine matters beyond that one stock.
Lithium is the raw material in basically every electric vehicle battery on the planet. Brazil's been positioning itself as an alternative to relying on China for that supply. A regulatory freeze there is a reminder that even the backup plan has its own risk.
So it's not really about Sigma. It's about the whole idea that you can diversify away from one country's supply chain.
Exactly. Sentiment on this one is sitting flat, neutral. Nobody's popping champagne or panicking yet. But the direction of the thesis is bearish, meaning the read right now leans toward this being a real headwind, not a blip.
Worth watching if you've got anything tied to batteries or EVs, even indirectly. What else is gaining steam right now that we haven't talked about?
Gold. Institutions have been quietly rebuilding positions there, and that theme just crossed into confirmed territory, meaning it's no longer a fringe idea. It's showing up everywhere.
Classic nervous money move.
Pretty much. Refining margins are heating up, too. There's a growing case that oil refiners are undervalued relative to what they're actually earning right now.
And on the losing interest side?
The Reddit insider selling story is still around. Several executives selling shares. But it's not picking up new attention, just kind of sitting there at the same level.
All right, Dev, flip it. Give me the skeptical case on something. What have you got?
DTE Energy just had a management change. And the bear case is simple. New leadership can mean disrupted relationships with regulators, right when the utility needs those relationships steady.
Steady how?
Think rate cases, dividend guidance, the boring stuff that actually moves a utility stock. If the transition wobbles or Michigan regulators get tougher on their next rate request, that flows straight through.
Sure, but management changes happen at utilities constantly, and most of them are non-events. Feels like a stretch to call this a real risk yet.
Fair. It's early. Nothing's broken. It's a watch item, not a warning siren.
So what are you watching heading into Monday?
Whether Brazilian regulators say anything more concrete on that Sigma Lithium permit, that's the thing that could move this from a watch item to a real problem.
And on the energy side?
Any fresh incident near Hormuz? Tanker traffic there has a way of turning a quiet oil market loud very fast.
Honestly, the through line today is supply chains, batteries, chips, oil routes. All of it comes back to who controls the stuff and who controls the path it travels on. That's Narratic Daily for this Sunday. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.